598-965 WKZO 1018. Richard Pyatt here with Professor Peter Wheelhauer in studio, and Roger Taylor with the Democrats, and this time with Don Cooney. Roger.
Yeah, we're at Club 411, and Don Cooney is still watching results.
How you doing? Yeah, we're still in there, Raj. Brent's running ahead of us pretty well, but we're not done yet. We still didn't get the results from a couple places where we think we'll do well, like Ben Harbor and Nile, so we're watching it hard.
What do you think was the deciding, what was the salient item that swayed the voters this time?
You know, I don't really know. I had to analyze that, but I think that Brent's been in there a long time, and people have a habit of voting for Brent. And he has an image of being a moderate, and certainly his office gives great service to people. There's no question about that. And I think that there's a great deal of dissatisfaction with what's going on. I thought that dissatisfaction would help me because I'm not an incumbent, but I don't think it helped me enough. But I'm very, very proud of the people that work with me and for us. I thought they did absolutely the best they could. We were outspent 30-1. That makes it a little tough. But, you know, I felt that we got our message out there, and we did everything we could, and I still think that our message was right. And, you know, I think of one of the things Ted Kennedy said one time. He said, the work goes on, the cause endures, the hope still lives, and the dream will never die. That's where we are, Raj.
Thanks, Don. You're waiting for Benton Harbor and Niles to come in.
That's right. We're looking at them because we spent a lot of time over there, and we're hoping we get some good results out of them.
Do you think there needs to be some attention paid to how we finance campaigns?
You know, it'll sound like self-serving if I say that, but even if I'm not in it, I do think that. I think there's too much money in politics. I just think that a lot of the money is coming from these big corporations because they want people to answer the phone when they call. And I don't think that's how democracy should function. I agree with Justice Brandeis. Justice Brandeis said you can have democracy or you can have great inequalities and wealth, but you can't have both. And that's what we got right now, and I don't think you'd have a democracy that way.
Do you think the Citizens United decision played any role in your election this fall?
No, I don't think it did. I don't think it affected us. It's pretty clear who gave the money to Fred and what the money was used for. The last time I looked, he had 58% of his donations were from PACs. And big companies giving them money. But it was clear who was giving them the money. I don't think Citizens United affected us at all.
Okay. Thanks, Don, and we'll continue to watch the results with you.
Okay, Raj. Thanks an awful lot.
All right, that's Roger Taylor live in downtown Kalamazoo with Don Cooney.